Jesus' famous story about the prodigal son is not really about the prodigal son. It's the father. In fact, Tim Keller calls this story the story of the prodigal God. Prodigal can mean wasteful and reckless, but it can also mean extravagant and lavish. And here we truly see a prodigal father who makes fresh starts possible because he stands ready to forgive. The first sign that God stands ready to forgive comes to us in Luke chapter 15, verse 20 of this story. But while a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion. This tells us that God, our Father, recognizes the repentant soul and quickly embraces them. The prodigal son couldn't even finish his confession before the prodigal father starts making party plans. God stands ready to embrace you as well. Have you made a mess of 2019? As you look back over 2019 or over the past 5 years or whatever it may be, is it a string of bad choices and selfish attempts at pleasure? God stands ready to forgive and give you a fresh start, and a party will ensue in heaven because you have come home. You'll notice, too, that the Father not only stands ready to forgive the repentant prodigal son, but he also stands ready to forgive the hard-hearted and bitter older son. In verse 28, the Father pleads with the older son to join them in the party. He reminds the older son that all that belongs to the Father is at the older son's disposal. Most of Jesus' parables contain certain details that seem out of this world and unrealistic. This is to show how God's ways are radically different and how his disciples' ways are to be radically different. And the radical details in this parable all relate to the Father. Listen to this. The very fact that he agreed with the younger son's request sets this man off from most in the world. And so too does the fact that he never stopped being ready to forgive and embrace his son. He never stopped watching, standing at the ready, maybe months, maybe years. And even more subtle to us, yet very striking to the original hearers of the day, is the defiance of cultural norms for men in that day. You would never find an older man running in public. That would be undignified. And yet, the extravagance of this father's love and his readiness to forgive a repentant heart overcomes all social conventions. What's interesting about this story is that it remains open-ended. We don't know if the older son ever repented of his self-righteousness and went into the house to join the party. We don't know if the younger son ever relapsed. We're not meant to know. That's not important. What is important is how we respond to the truth of the story, that the Father of all creation, who sits on heaven's throne, is a prodigal father who has extravagant and lavish love for those who are repentant. He can rightly justify the wicked and forgive the failure because of what Jesus did. God can warmly and rightly look into your eyes and pronounce your repentant and believing heart as forgiven because of his son, Jesus, who bore the penalty for the repentant. He died so that we could be brought from death to life and live forever with this prodigal father. So is he calling you home? Then arise and come to him, claiming Christ as your Savior from sin and the Lord of your life. When you pray today, please remember Jimmy Walker and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Luo Galuo Life Word broadcast heard in Kenya and Tanzania.